they sooner, or did they use them before we got the automobile tube cut them out?
I made one a couple of years ago and got hold of a butyl tube, cut it nice and thick, and I thought, boy, I'm big and strong now, I'll be able to work this. There's just no stretch in those rascally things.
Made it out of what?
An inner tube, but they're using synthetic rubber in the inner tubes now. They don't stretch. Awesome. This was an awful shock. Do you have one of those things with one wheel and two handles around the barn?
Wheelbarrow.
Excuse me?
Wheelbarrow. Uh-huh. Yeah, wheelbarrow. I think ours wore out, man.
And one of those big wheels that you sharpen axes and things on?
Grind rocks.
Uh-huh. What do you sharpen your pocket knives on?
We use little old flat rocks, we call them. Small.
Well, I was going to ask you, when your reins and mines get stiff, what do you do to get them supple again?
Well, we use neat's foot oil now, but we used to use skunk grease and possum grease. That's what we use all the time. Take the fat off of them.
Uh-huh.
Cook them down. And I think it softened them better than the neat's foot oil back.
Uh-huh. And how did you heat your, how did you light your house in the early days, before you got electric?
Kerosene. Just kerosene, man. Uh-huh.
If your wife put on her best clothes, you say she'd done what?
Dressed up, would you?
Uh-huh. And if you want to compliment her on her dress, you say that's a...
Well, nice dress or pretty dress. My wife never does get very much any dresses anymore.
And what does she put her coins in?
Oh, I don't want to answer those. I believe a little old, what do you call it? Cedar. A little bitty old, I don't know what it's called.
Purse? Or?
Well, she got her purse full of everything. I don't know.
In there someplace, huh?
In fact, everything she's got in that purse sometimes. Can't find nothing.
And girls will wear ornaments on their wrists?
Yeah. Oh, what do they call them?
Bracelets.
The things around their neck?
Yeah, necklace.
What did your mother have any ornament that she'd wear around her neck?
Seems to me, my mother passed away when I was small, but seemed to me like she had beads. Seemed like I think of wearing beads.
That's good.
What?
That's the baby.
Oh, all of us kids wore that when we were small. String and ball ass fitted to stuck down under your shirt, yeah, but.
What would your wife take out now if it was, if she was going downtown and it was raining?
Raincoat, I believe that's what she called it.
Anything to hold over her head?
Parasol, I don't, she don't have one of them.
I started carrying one of those. Well, George, I like it. I used to think that was the most sissiest thing I ever saw. Yeah. You put one of those things up and you don't have to have a raincoat dripping down your
shoes. You hold it out.
Yeah.
Right. Some call them umbrella, parasol, the way I used to.
I got mine about 5 years ago. I finally just got tired of wet pants. Mm-hmm. From here down, they just be soft and wet.
I tell you, yeah, when the wind hits you pretty hard, those parasols, you get in trouble.
You're out of business.
Out of business.
If your wife has on her best clothes and she goes in to cook, does she put anything on the front? Or put some of those